Blog Talk Radio.
I sing to you, my Savior.
Hello, UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm your host, Pastor T. Mar McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. 1:30 p.m. Okay. So now, here's what I want you to do, of course, is to text or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. Make sure you tell them that. The number is 646-668-8537, or you can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram, and just either dial in or click on the link, okay, so that you can listen from your computer. Remember, on Facebook, you can click on the link of this particular show, and you can listen all week, okay, just by clicking on the link. So be sure to do that, all right? The next thing to remember is to tune in to the Message of Life with T. Meyer and my wife, Tasila McCain, on HSBN.TV. And that's you can catch us on YouTube and many other apps, and any at any time this week. You can just go on YouTube and a lot of other apps and stuff. We don't really have a lot of time today because we really have to get into the message, okay? But join us. You will be blessed. So don't go away. We'll be right back, and we're going to get right into our message or our series for today. So don't go away. Here's Jonathan Butler. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Now let's get into our series. You know, last week we were talking about how God reveals himself in many, he manifested himself in many different ways, different forms and everything. Actually this week we'll complete that. And then we'll go on into the beginning of Christianity, all right? So we're going to complete what we had started last week, and then we're going to go into another segment, all right? So right now we're still talking about how God manifests himself in many different ways. The Lord reveals himself as an angel. The Lord appeared as the angel of the Lord to Hagar. In the 16th chapter of Genesis, chapter 16, verse 7, the angel told Hagar to go back and submit to Sarah and promise that her son Ishmael would be the father of a great nation. When the angel disappeared, Hagar recognized that the angel of the Lord who had spoken to her was really God himself. She said in verse 13, I have now seen the one who sees me. She named the well that was in that place Beer Lahai Roi, the God who sees me. The Lord also appeared to Samson's mother and father as an angel with the appearance of a man until something happened. You see, he came in the appearance of a man until he did something wonderful. Judges 13, verses 17 through 20. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is thy name? Now, Manoah was Samson's father, okay? And he said, what is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor? And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is wonderful? So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto the Lord. And the angel did wondrously. Now, according to his name, he did wondrously, for he is the wonderful counselor. His name is Wonderful. And Manoah and his wife looked on, for it came to pass when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. The angel of the Lord ascended up in the flame of the altar. The angel became the sacrifice, for he went up as a sweet-smelling savor into the nostrils of God, just as Jesus was a sweet-smelling savor in the nostrils of God. And Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. Samson's mother was afraid after this because she knew that she had seen the Lord, and said to her husband, we are going to die because we have seen God. But her husband comforted her and said, if he was going to kill us, he would not have accepted our burnt offering and our grain offering from our hands, nor would he have told us all these things. They knew that the angel of the Lord that they saw was God. It was Jesus Christ. He manifested himself as the angel of the Lord to Moses from within the burning bush. Remember the burning bush? This scripture did not say an angel of the Lord, but it said the angel of the Lord. Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire, but it was not consumed. The Lord appeared as the angel of fire. And then God called out to Moses from within this bush that's burning with fire. Verse 4. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. It was God himself. The Lord appeared to the children of Israel as an angel in the form of a cloud and light. Exodus 14, verses 19 and 20. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, to the Egyptians, but it gave light by night to these, to the Israelites, so that one came not near the other all night. He appeared as a cloud by day and a fire by night to the children of Israel. The Lord also manifested himself before Moses, but only allowing him to see just part of his glory. Moses asked the Lord to show him, to allow him to see him, and he did. But he only allowed Moses to see his hinder parts, or the backside of him. God placed his hand over Moses' eyes as he walked by proclaiming his name. And when he moved his hand, Moses only saw the back parts of God as he walked by. Exodus 33, verse 23, I will take my hand away, or I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. The glory of the Lord was so great that it remained on Moses even when he came down from the mountain. That was a great sight to behold. But we in this hour will not only see the glory of God, but be clothed with that same glory. God manifested himself on Mount Sinai, where he appeared as burning smoke with lightning and thunder. It was a great and fearful sight to behold. Exodus chapter 19, verse 18. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is God himself, manifested himself as light when he appeared before Paul the apostle. Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 5. And as he journeyed, talking about Paul, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. As you can remember, Paul was persecuting the church. And the Lord is saying, like, if you're persecuting my people, you're persecuting me. And then the Lord went on to say, it is hard for you to kick against the pricks. But what did he mean by this? You see, when a bull is hooked up to a plow and begins plowing the ground, the master uses a prick in order to direct the bull. A prick is something with a fine, sharp point. The bull doesn't like it, so he kicks back when being pricked, but it makes it harder for the bull because it causes more damage to the bull. The bull is a type of servant, and we Christians are servants of the Lord. We should not kick back or fight the Lord when he directs us. We should obey and submit to God's direction. Otherwise, we make things harder on ourselves. In other words, we shouldn't kick against the pricks. So get ready. Allow your spiritual eyes to be open in this hour, because God wants to manifest himself to you, whether it is in a dream, a vision, or in person. He wants you to know and see him. He can and will appear to you in many different ways, in many different forms, as fire or smoke, or a cloud, or as light, or as Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, or as God the Father, as he takes you up before his throne. Just know that God will manifest himself to his people in this very hour in a very real way. Now is the time to get closer to the Lord than ever before. Now is the time to truly know your God and Father in heaven. And then he will not only appear to you, but make his abode in you. And others will see Jesus in you and glorify God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. God can reveal himself in many ways, for he said, I am that I am. And the time came in the meridian of time for him to manifest himself as the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is, was, and is to come. I am that Jesus, the Word made flesh. I am God in the flesh. I am the one who healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out demons, multiplied the loaves and the fishes. and who walked on water. I am the one who calmed an angry sea. I am the one who died and shed my precious blood for your sins. I am the one who was raised from the dead and even resurrected, and now I live forevermore. I am the one that gave myself for you as the Son of God, and now I have all power and dominion. I am that one. I am that Jesus. All others are thieves, robbers, and liars. I am the real. That's the I am that I am. God's mission as Jesus Christ was to reconcile mankind back to himself as God by being our sacrifice to God for our sins, and also to give us an example of how to walk as sons of God. And he had to show us how to do his true ministry by demonstration. Jesus did not use his heavenly power when he was going through trials and tribulations. He made sure that he walked as a regular man, although in reality, he was divine. He even limited himself as a man with the amount of knowledge that he has as God. He became a man and walked by faith and love, and he had to totally rely on the Holy Spirit, showing us that this is how we are to walk in this hour. We should be Spirit-led in our walk. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Everything that Jesus did was with love and faith, and his teachings are tools and examples for us to follow so that we will know how to walk before the Lord and to do his ministry perfectly on this earth. Therefore, he came to us as a servant. He came to meet the needs of the people and to show us how to love one another and meet the needs of people. He came to minister to us, to serve us. So here it is. God the Father became the Son of God so that the Son of Man could become the Son of God, so that he could make the sons of men, sons of God. And now, today, we are the sons of men who shall become the manifested sons of God, who shall show forth the Son of God to the world, because the resurrected Son of God will be in us in fullness. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Did you get all that? I hope so. Adam had no idea how great his fall was until he fell. If Adam had not sinned, then we would have known God in all of his full glory and stand in his presence and not ever die. But Adam sinned. Therefore, all of mankind has fallen into a fallen natured state, and we must be restored back to that glorious image of God, and only God as a man could do that. And he did. Hallelujah. God wants us to see him in all of his glory, but until then, he will continue to manifest himself in many different ways. So get ready for it. Amen? Amen. Now, let's move on to our next segment. And this segment is called The Beginning of Christianity. When the Lord started his ministry here on earth, he had to show his followers by example how to walk in great favor with the Father in heaven. Jesus had to show them, and he is showing us now, that just as he is the Son of God, he has made us sons of God as well, both male and female. And all the works he did and does even today, we can do also because of his Spirit descending upon us and filling us up. The Lord had commanded his disciples to tarry in Jerusalem until they received power from on high. But he was talking to over 500 people that saw him after his resurrection. This is what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 6. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, who is Peter, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once. Over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, until this present day, his present time. But some are fallen asleep. That's what Paul was telling. That was a command given to all the 500 plus people that were witnesses of his resurrection. But only 120 people actually obeyed his command. The 120 waited on the Lord, and the 120 were anointed with Holy Spirit and fire power. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They received power to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Put the Holy Spirit upon them, they even had the authority to forgive sins. They were a small remnant of obedient people, followers of Christ. The Lord is going to do the same today. We must understand that the overall church will not be immediately anointed with the sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit of God. Just a small remnant at first, then the body. But those in the upper room was truly the first church. They were a small remnant. They were the first Christians, in other words. Hallelujah. The word church actually means called out, because they were called out of the world and out of being bound to an unbelieving Jewish religion and out of witchcraft and all pagan religions. They had favor with God, and they turned the Roman government upside down, even to the place that thousands of Jews and Gentiles were added to the church daily. Thousands were added, and the church grew, but not without tribulation. When Nero reigned, you know, he was like, Nero was like one of the Caesars, you know. He really hated Christians. He would track them down, put them in prison, beating and killing many. And I'm talking about men, women, and children. And then he used many of them for sport, feeding them to lions, and also burning them and using them as human torches to light up the night. People walking down the streets of Rome would see Christian bodies on fire. Nero came across a problem. He would send his spies out to try to infiltrate Christian meetings, but they would have to learn scripture in order to capture them. At least that was Nero's plan. But the problem was when the spies started learning scripture, they started getting converted to Christianity. So Nero had to use another approach. He had his spies to draw on the ground part of a Christian symbol, you know, like a fish or a rainbow, while talking to a person. If that person, by drawing, completed the spy's symbol, then that spy, he knew, then then that spy knew that this person was a Christian and would arrest them and imprison them and persecute them. Many Christians during the time of Constantine went into the mountains trying to escape. Many of the Christians did that. They went into the mountains to hide from the persecution of the Roman Catholic Church. The Holy Spirit fell upon children while they were in the mountains. He fell very powerfully, even to the place that many people of the mountains got saved, and even Catholics got converted and became Christians. These young kids were preaching like Paul the Apostle, and with Holy Spirit power, they were saving many souls. But when the Mother Church, the Roman Catholic institution, heard about these children, they killed them. They killed them. Keep in mind that Jews were the first Christians. They were the early church. And like I said, they started in an upper room 2,000 years ago. These were the forefathers of the faith. The early believers. It was first the 12 apostles, the ones that lived with Jesus for 3.5 years and followed him everywhere he went. Then the 120. So from the first 12 men, the apostles, a new nation was brought forth, a nation called Christianity. And just as Jacob had 12 sons that brought forth the nation of Israel, so also Jesus converted 12 men and brought forth the nation of Christianity. And God's plan is to make of twain, that is of two, the Jews and the Gentiles, one new man, the believers and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are all to be Christians or Christ-like. It was 120 Jewish believers and followers of Jesus Christ in that upper room, and they began to multiply and became thousands. And now, today, they're millions. And although Satan had his plan to try to cover up this great move of God in the beginning, it was to no avail. But still, he continued time and time again, trying desperately to stop this move of God. But the word of God continued to spread, and the Holy Spirit continued to fall. These early believers were first called Christians in Antioch in the New Testament. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. And when he, Barnabas, had found him, talking about Paul, because Barnabas went to Antioch looking for Paul. He left to look for Paul. And then when he found Paul, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Why were they called Christians in the first place? Because the citizens of Antioch saw them for a whole year preaching about Jesus Christ and doing the very works that Jesus did. The very things that Jesus preached about, they did those works. So they saw that they were not only followers of Jesus, but they were just like him. They were Christ-like. Therefore, they called them Christians. But the Romans, called the early believers Christians as a gesture to belittle them. It was a form of disrespect. Even some of the saints themselves didn't necessarily pick up on this new title, but continued to refer to themselves as saints, brothers or believers for a while, and their walk with the Lord was called the Way. However, the name Christian continued to grow, and it was eventually accepted by the brethren, even as mentioned in other scriptures like 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, this is Peter talking, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. This was Peter speaking. They started to refer to themselves as Christians. We must follow the example laid out by Jesus Christ himself. The very life that Jesus led was an example for us. He showed us how to walk in relationship with the Father. He showed us obedience. He showed what it is like to walk in great favor with the Father. And he showed us who we are. And he showed us how to walk in the heavenly realm and the earthly realm at the same time. He showed us what it meant to be in the world but not of it. He taught us the way of righteousness. He taught us that he is the righteousness of God. He taught us how to be holy. He showed us how to love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and how to love each other as ourselves. If we follow his example and do the things he commands us, then we are walking in his way, which is the way. This was a move of God that swept the nation and a move that left both Romans and Jews a little confused. This was a new thing, a new movement that seemed to be growing more and more, a new religion, something far different than anything they had ever come across. People were being drawn to it and willing to suffer persecution for this new thing. This new belief, this new religion was called the Way. This name, no doubt, came from the followers of Jesus as they heard and some were told that Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. The Lord's teachings stuck with them as they began his ministry. This ministry was a new thing, a new revelation, and now Jews can enter into the Holy of Holies directly. They no longer need the high priest to do this for them every year, because Jesus is now our high priest, and he provided the way that allows us to go directly to the throne room of God. And Paul helped us to understand this more in giving the early church an understanding of what Jesus actually did. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 20. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. This new religion called the Way became very popular. Even Paul himself, before he got converted to the Way, wanted to put a stop to this new movement himself. Acts chapter 9, verse 2, and asked him, Paul went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he, Paul, found any belonging to the Way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And then later, Paul became converted to Jesus Christ and joined in the movement and acknowledged his conversion into the Way. Acts 24, verse 14, but this I confess to you, that according to the Way, which they call a sect, I worship the God of our fathers, believing everything laid down by the law and written in the prophets. He is trying to say that he has not strayed from the law, and he still worshiped the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he still believed the law and the prophets. He is saying that the Way enhances the law and the prophets and make it clear and more understandable to the people. Even Paul was brought before Felix. We find that Felix had accurate knowledge about the way. He was very familiar with this movement. Acts 24, verse 22. But Felix, having a rather accurate knowledge of the way, put them off, saying, when Lysias, the tribune, comes down, I will decide your case. He put them off, so he wanted to wait till the tribune came. Not very many people can find this path, God's pathway. That's what we're going to talk about, God's pathway. Not very many people can find this path because it is a hidden path. The way is a hidden way, a hidden path. You must be serious about the Lord before he will reveal this path to you. Job 28, verse 7, there is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps, or cubs, babies, have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. You must seek his face. You must make up your mind to love the Lord with your whole heart before he show you his pathway. This straight and narrow pathway is the way we must walk. It's the way we must take. It is a certain lifestyle. It's a spirit-led walk. Not like the days of old when they walked according to the letter or the laws of Moses or the Torah, which was impossible for fallen natured men to consistently walk. That's why there was a need to sacrifice lambs and bulls and so on. But we are to walk by faith in Jesus Christ now, in this hour, because he fulfilled the law for us. And now we follow his commandments, which not only agrees with the laws or the Torah, but his commandments are God's laws also. And it gives us clarity when it comes to both the Old and the New Testament. And it sheds light on the way we should walk today. Keep in mind that the early church first consisted of Jewish people. The Jewish church, the first church was Jewish people. They were Israelites, a remnant of Israel who found this pathway and began to follow Jesus and his teachings and soon began to multiply. They found God's pathway. They became the church because this pathway calls you out of the world. Therefore, they were called out of the traditions of the Jews, the rituals, the sacrifices, and the condemnation of the law into a freedom, a liberty in Christ. They were called out, and then Christianity began to grow, and it even reached the Gentiles. And when they accepted the gospel, they became the called out. Also, they became the church as well. The Gentiles were called out of their pagan religions and out of witchcraft and the worshiping of false gods to the worshiping of and serving of the one true and living God. They were called out to God's pathway. And that pathway is Jesus Christ, the way that leads directly to God the Father. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except me. The Gentiles as well as the Jews were referring to Christians. The Gentiles as well as the Jews were referred to as Christians, Christ-like ones. God had brought together two people, the Jew and the Gentile. Paul says the Jew and the Greek, but, you know, the Greeks were also Gentiles. So the word Gentiles, it simply means other nations. God took Jews and Gentiles and made them one people. Christians or believers, disciples of Jesus Christ. They were the early believers, the early church, and they walked in the way of truth. We have come to the dispensation of the fullness of time and have learned that now, today, in this very hour, it is important for us to walk God's way in order to truly receive his direct blessings. We cannot walk in word only, but in action, in deeds. God's way requires action. Luke 6, verse 46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? To walk in his way means to walk in fellowship with him. It means to follow his commandments and do the will of the Father. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. We must walk the way of love, respect, admiration, dedication, and devotion to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God's pathway is a walk of relationship and freedom. It's a walk of sanctification, separation, and holiness. Isaiah 35, verse 8, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. When we walk in sanctification, that means we are set aside for God's peculiar purpose, separated from the world, different, God-like people, holy, as it is written, be ye holy as I am holy. That means be separate. Be separate as the Lord is separate. He's far above all others, separate from all others. We are in the world, but not of this world. We have to walk in holiness because we are following the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is showing us how to be sons of God, how to be sons of God, just as he is the Son of God. We're going to be just as much sons as he is. We just have to believe it and walk. Make up your mind to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in his word. Make up your mind to do that and walk therein. We'll be right back after this. This is CC Winans, as she's saying, believe for it.
There is
trying to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is bigger than any problem that we may have. He's bigger than that. Sometimes we make our problems bigger than the Lord. Our fears, we make it bigger than God. But God is bigger than all things. Bigger than all things. Here's Jacqueline Carr. Thank you for joining us today. Remember that we are here every week at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So check your time zone. Keep in mind, this is a worldwide radio program. So people are listening to us from all over the world. And you can listen from your computer or you can just dial in. And that should be a lot of fun. Just dial in. And it's free. You know, it's no charge for that. So have a great rest of your day. And be sure to tell people about UCA Radio. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. And if you are a Christian, you are an ambassador for Christ. You're an ambassador of heaven. And we represent heaven. We represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Just keep that in mind. Also remember that we have our Message of Life program that comes on every Tuesday. And you can see it. Sometime we come on live, Facebook Live, and you can check that out. If not, then just go on some of the other programs, HSBN.TV, Roku, Amazon. I can't even name all of them, but we're everywhere on that program. Just type in T. Meyer McCain. You just type in T. Meyer and Tosila McCain, The Message of Life, T. Meyer and Tosila McCain. That's all you have to do. You can go to YouTube and do that and just put that in, and then you'll be able to see all the programs that we've already taped, and you can catch up on a lot of things, okay? So remember to do that. Also, we have Christian Talk on Wednesdays, where sometime we have special guests that come in, and they are a blessing to the body. And you would enjoy that as well. That's Christian Talk at 8 p.m. On Wednesdays. You just dial this same number, 646-668-8537. Just dial the same number, and it's advertised, so you can see it on Facebook, and you can just click on the – you can dial in the number or just click on the picture or the link that's with it and listen from your computer. And with Facebook, you can – listen to our programs all week. If you see the link for any particular show, just click on it. You can hear the entire show no matter what, this week, or if you see it next week, just click on it, okay, and listen to the entire show. Thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate a lot of our faithful listeners, and be sure to spread the word, UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message, and all the other programs that we're doing. Remember, it's just important to get the word out to the people. How will they know unless we teach them? Okay, so we have to get the word out. Help us get the word out by just telling people to tune in. That's all you have to do. Tell them to tune in, okay? And you will be blessed, and they will be blessed. We will be blessed. And the Lord will be glorified. And that is the bottom line, to glorify our King. So until next week, be blessed, everybody. Have a blessed week. Do something nice for somebody and love, okay? God bless you all. See you again next week. Bye-bye.